This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, so also on the economic progress checklist, besides mergers and all the rest, worker productivity, as I mentioned up top. And the news there is not good. Neil Irwin wrote about it at the Upshot at the New York Times. Neil, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
Am I overstating the case if I say that productivity-wise and economic growth-wise, we're basically spinning our wheels now with these numbers looking the way they are?
Yeah, that's about right. We got this number the other day, 0.5% growth in the first quarter. That's not that good. And if it was just one quarter, that'd be one thing. But we've seen this for year after year now. We're seeing this glacial growth. Every third quarter, we seem to have a negative quarter. So we're not seeing the kind of economic growth we'd like to see.
And productivity is key to that, right? More widgets produced per hour worked, right?
That's right, because the problem going on is not that the job market isn't expanding. We're adding hundreds of thousands of jobs a month. The unemployment rate keeps falling. That's all good news. But when that's not matched by growth in output, growth in GDP, that's a sign something bad is happening with productivity, the ability of each hour of work to produce more goods and services.
All right, so what gives?
Well, we don't know for sure. That's one of the things about productivity. You know, it's productivity. It's one of the most important things in the economy, but also the least understood. We don't really know what drives productivity trends all that well. So I have a few theories, though.
All right. So item one on your list, you call it the bad or the depressing possibility.
Yeah. So this is the idea that we're just in a slump. We're just in a technological slump for reasons that we can't really control. Combine that with the recession a few years ago and depressed business investment. So there hasn't been investment in equipment and software. This is just not a good period for American workers to be producing more stuff for every hour they put in.
And you call it depressing when in point of fact, it's really, really bad, right? Because if we're stuck, we're stuck.
It is. If that's something that we can't fix, that we can't change, that implies that people are not going to get wealthier over time. It implies that if it continues forever, it means that your grandkids are going to make no more money than you do. And that's a very depressing scenario for the long term.
It is possible, though, that it's a bit less bad than that, your neutral scenario.
Yeah, so there's a possibility that we're just not understanding what's really going on in the economy right now, that there's measurement error, that there's things happening that make the official statistics not really indicators one way or the other of what's happening. So one of these is we have all these technologies coming out that GDP and other economic statistics are really bad at tracking. You know, how do you even account for smartphones and the revolution around social media, these things? These are things people spend a lot of time doing. They help, you know, they improve people's lives, and yet they're not really terribly well accounted for in the economic statistics.
My favorite example in this piece is, who knows what people at Facebook do every day anyway?
Yeah. Is this a situation where they're becoming more productive and we just don't understand it because the official statistics that were, you know, they were developed in the 1930s in an industrial economy. You know, maybe we're just having trouble really understanding what's happening in the economy because our statistics aren't keeping up.
And then finally, you say that it could be we're just in a lull, that it's actually okay and it's going to get better. And here's why.
Yeah, here's one way to think of it. There's a lot of innovation happening right now beneath the surface that we don't see that's not turning into economic output. So think about the people at Google working on autonomous cars, driverless cars. Those aren't creating GDP right now. They aren't, you know, those are actually depressing productivity right now. But if some of these bets pay off and really generate major gains in the future, we'll forget about this entire conversation because we'll have outstanding growth in the years ahead and much more productivity in the decades ahead.
All right, so put up or shut up. Which one of these is the more likely scenario?
Look, I veer more optimistic. I think there's a lot of interesting investments happening right now. That said, there's some measurement error, too. I go between two and three, I guess, is my leaning.
Which is better than one, right?
It's a lot better than one.
Neil Irwin is a senior economics correspondent at the New York Times. His piece on productivity is in the Upshot. Neil, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.